Good morning. It's Friday, the 31st day of March, and I'm Steve Smith. With me from Sterk Financial Services is Amy McFarlane. Hello there, Amy.
Hello, Steve. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Welcome to this edition of Cultural Continuum. The June E. Nyland Cancer Center tonight is presenting Comedy for a Cause with Joe Matarese. Matarese is known for his performance on America's Got Talent. The evening will include a social hour starting at 5:30. Then dinner starts at 6:30, and I would imagine Mr. Matarese will be telling jokes at some point.
Yes, he will, and I'll do a plug. We will be at that. And one of the great things about this event, Steve, is that it's casual. So
you don't
draw on your favorite blue jeans, yep, and just be ready to be entertained.
Okay.
And two-time Grammy Award-nominated artist Jory Vinegar will present a harpsichord recital at 7:30 tonight, and that's in the Helen Levitt Art Gallery in the Epley Fine Arts Building on the campus of Morningside College. The recital will include works by Handel, Bach, Rameau, and the performance is free and open to the public.
Emmitsburg Main Street Community Theater is presenting the musical Church Basement Ladies that started its run last week, and we'll still be able to see that through Sunday, April 2nd. All the performances are being held in an actual church basement at the Bethany Lutheran Church Basement in Emmitsburg. There will also be a Lutheran-style dinner served 1 hour before each performance, so you can kind of digest those hot dishes and watch
and
some
the watered-down coffee, yes. I'm Lutheran, I can say that.
Maybe they'll make egg coffee.
Yeah, exactly, right. And Alice's Adventures in Wonderland will be presented by Wayne State College in the Ramsey Theater, and that's located in the Peterson Fine Arts Building on that campus. There will be two showings at 2 p.m. on both Saturday, tomorrow, and Sunday, the 2nd. Dive headfirst into Wonderland as Alice journeys to the 8th Square, where she believes she will become queen. Let's see. On the way, she meets a splendid caterpillar, attends a frantic tea party, and talks to flowers and animals. Will she keep her head? The Queen of Hearts is on a rampage, but astute Alice is no pushover.
And the 13th annual Sioux City International Film Festival. Now, you may remember this was, they started it, and then they had to stop because it got all weird weather-wise. There was a blizzard and stuff. Anyway, that picks up again this weekend, and that'll be at the Stony Creek Hotel and Conference Center in downtown. They will be doing selected shorts, selected documentaries, and horror and sci-fi films on Saturday beginning at 1 o'clock, and the festival concludes on Sunday at 1 o'clock with the Best of the Midwest, some of the best short films from Iowa and the Siouxland area at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Again, this is at the Stony Creek Hotel. These films are produced right here in the Midwest. Showings will include a huge range of film styles, and every film is 30 minutes or less. Then the festival showcase and awards ceremony all happening on Sunday. Go to SiouxCityFilmFest.com because there's a lot of stuff that they're
Boy, I guess. Okay. And the Betty Ling Sang Fine Arts Series will be holding auditions for their summer season. That will be tomorrow, April 1st, and Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Yaki Room in Morningside College's Olson Student Center. The shows are Songs for a New World by Jason Robert Brown and The Robber Bridegroom by Yuri N. Waldman. Participants should be prepared to sing an up-tempo song of their choosing, bring sheet music or a CD accompaniment. There are both singing and dancing roles, so be prepared to do a little moving. And more information, contact Randy Peters at petersr@morningside.edu.
The Sioux City Symphony Orchestra presents Tchaikovsky Discovers America. It's a family concert at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Actually, it kind of gets underway. There's a pregame for the symphony. It's like a whole family event. It begins at 2 o'clock right across the street. It's based on the acclaimed classical kids recording, this theatrical symphony concert. There's actors and people. There's a guy pretending to be acting as Tchaikovsky, pretending. And then there's like a narrator. Anyway, it's a theatrical concert, an imaginative way to introduce young audiences and their families to life and music of Tchaikovsky in a live performance venue. Audiences will hear much of the composer's best beloved music, including the 1812 Overture, his first piano concerto, the String Serenade, featured with dramatic choreography, and recreating theatrical story passage from his three famous ballets, The Nutcracker, Sleeping Beauty, and Swan Lake. And as I mentioned, at 2 o'clock, right across the street, they're having free ice cream, and there's popcorn, and there's a musical petting zoo, and the Launchpad Children's Museum is putting together like a whole deal. So it's going to be really fun, a great way to introduce young people to classical music.
And you can go to SiouxCitySymphony.org for more information.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Because there's more details than I can cover.
Okay. The Morningside College Music Department will present a chamber ensemble concert at 3 p.m. this Sunday, the 2nd, in Epley Auditorium. The concert will feature students in the percussion ensemble, saxophone quartet, woodwind quintet, and others. This performance is free and open to the public. And again, morningside.edu for more information.
Celebrate International Trombone Week. How are you celebrating International Trombone Week, Amy? I'll give you some ideas.
Okay, tell me more.
There's a series of low brass concerts at Wayne State College. The Low Brass Reunion, directed by Dr. Josh Kalkin, that's on Sunday at 2 o'clock. That event honors the musicianship and accomplishments of past students. Then on Tuesday, April 4th, Dr. Kalkin will be presenting a 7:30 recital entitled Monstrous Music for a Monstrous Instrument, featuring solo works for contrabass tuba. Now, the regular tuba is a big instrument, but this is a contrabass. That means it's a gigantic.
Oh,
I've never even seen a contrabass tuba, but I can only imagine
it.
Yes, Google this. That'll be on Thursday, April 6th at 7:30. The Low Brass Studio showcases current students performing solo works for trombone, euphonium or baritone, and tuba. All events are free to the public and held at the Lay Theater in the Brandenburg Education Building.
All righty. And once again, we're going to Morningside College, and they are presenting Understanding Farm Business Transfer. How do I get into farming? That's at 7 p.m., and that is this Monday, April 3rd, in the Weichert Auditorium. Guest speaker David Baker will engage local farmers, agribusiness professionals, and students with strategies for farm transition between generations, and he will provide information for those who desire to farm but don't have access to land. So that's at morningside.edu for more information.
Elton Brown will be bringing his live show, Eat Your Science. Are you an Elton Brown fan? That'll be at the Orpheum Theater on Tuesday night at 7:30. Fans can experience all of the things Brown wasn't allowed to do on TV. Of course, a big Food Network star and an author. He's got bigger and better, potentially dangerous food demonstrations, like maybe Gallagher-esque.
Maybe MacGyver-esque.
Perhaps. You'll have to go and see. That's at the Orpheum on Tuesday night.
All righty. And celebrate the 4th annual English Festival at Wayne State College. That is next Wednesday, April 5th, 7 p.m. in the Humanities Lounge. That event is free and open to the public. The festival honors all things English. Activities include an open mic, readings by students and faculty, games, crafts, prizes, a book giveaway, and refreshments.
And finally, you can join Russ Gifford in Remembering 1919. That'll be at Thursday at 10:30 at the L416-417 room on the campus of Western Iowa Tech. The event is a discussion of America in the year following the end of the Great War. Much of the year is a low point in American experiment of self-governance as battles with disease. There's a big flu outbreak earlier. Demographic changes and challenges of race rights tore at the fabric of the nation. So that's again Thursday at 10:30 here at Western Iowa Tech. That'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have something you'd like to hear about, you can email it to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host, Amy McFarland, I'm Steve Smith. Oh, I'm sorry, Amy, you had something you wanted to say.
I just want to do a quick plug for both KWIT for Food for Thought. Next Friday, tune in. Gretchen is going to be interviewing two of the winemakers that will be here from Sioux City, or be here in Sioux City, for our wine and chocolate event benefiting Alzheimer's Association. A week from tonight is the event.
Thursday night or Friday night?
Thursday night is Lamar's and Friday night is Sioux City, and you can go to the Alzheimer's.org for more information.
Okay, and we'll have more information about that next week on Cultural Continuum.
We will.
But there's Thursday thing.
But that Thursday, I want Lamar's, officially the Lamar's in. Crowd know there's still time to buy tickets for that event Thursday night.
All right. Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum.